Stephanie, I'm curious. When was the last time you wore a tiara to the cinema?
Never.
Never. Saw an awful lot of them last night.
Why?
Downton Abbey.
Oh.
Movies you should run to see, and those you should run from. It's Cube Critics time.
They dressed up for this?
No, just tiaras.
Okay.
I mean, you can wear a tiara with anything.
All right. How is Downton Abbey the movie?
If you love the TV series, you will love this movie.
Okay.
It's the original cast plus some really wonderful others. They amp it up just a little bit. So this one's got higher production values. There's more pageantry. And even the Dowager Duchess, her barbs are a little more pointed. So it's lots and lots of fun. The idea is that the King and Queen are coming just for a night to Downton Abbey, and of course that launches days of intrigue and drama and scandal and love affairs and all sorts of stuff, both above and below stairs.
Okay.
There's a little bit of politics in there. There's some scandal about an inheritance. There's also the future of the monarchy and Downton Abbey itself. It's all there crammed into 2 hours. I mean, of course, Downton Abbey is a soap opera.
Yes.
It is worthy of the finest of daytime Emmys. There are holes in this script, which particularly if you've seen the TV series, you could drive a truck through.
Hmm.
But the audience last night was in heaven. They just loved it.
Okay.
And I contented myself with remembering that just 50 years later, Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols went to number one with God Save the Queen. Okay.
Now I know all about Downton Abbey. I saw Britt Marie was here, which is, you know, there's a lot of movies like this about a middle-aged person, mainly women, it seems like lately, often played by Diane Keaton lately, who realize their life isn't what they want it to be or something has gone wrong and they need to reinvent themselves. This is set in Sweden, and Britt Marie has been a housewife for 40 years. Cleaning the house, and then she finds out her husband has cheated on her, and she just walks out and stumbles into a new life. It is a tiny little comedy. It's a little bit sweet. It's a crowd pleaser. My big quibble with it is it's once again a story about a white person whose life is transformed with the backdrop of a diverse cast who are all cheering on that white person. That's a big caveat. But you know what? If you like seeing these seize-the-day, little, stuffy comedies, you'll enjoy Britt Marie was here.
It also involves soccer, which lifted my British heart.
It does.
But anyway, we should very quickly talk about Ad Astra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new Brad Pitt space movie, mm-hmm. which is spectacular. It is so beautiful. It is also a massive puzzle because it's a little bit Heart of Darkness. It's a little bit of Oedipus. Brad Pitt plays Roy McBride, who is sent to Neptune to try and find his father, who was the greatest space hero of all time. But why is he really there? That's the question that we have to try and work out.
Should I go?
You should go.
Okay. Ad Astra.
Big screen. You need a big screen.